This is a follow-up visit. Name of the patient, Ryan Pedit, RYANPEDIT. Date of birth is 1/14/1990. Date of accident, 6/6/2022. And date of service, 7/15/2022. History of presenting illness. Patient is complaining of ongoing pain in the neck around 5 to 7 with occasional radiation to the arm to the left side in the front. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the upper back and lower back to the tune of 2 to 3. With the 2 lumbar epidural steroid injections, patient recovered and has reported 50% improvement in the lower back. Although he still has occasional radiation in the left lateral part of the leg, that was only once or twice a day. Overall pain level varies from 2 to 7, and ADLs are affected only 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. None of them are significantly affected beyond 5. The 80% relief has been obtained overall in various symptoms. The pain in the shoulder bilaterally is around 6 to 7. And the patient is more concerned with his neck pain than the lower back pain or even shoulder pain. The patient has had MRIs that were reviewed again. He has a bulging disc at C4-5, as well as he has a bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7, indenting the ventral thecal sac without any spinal cord stenosis. In the left shoulder, MRI shows subacromioderectoid bursitis, supraspinatus tendinosis, and thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule, suggestive of the traumatic injury of the car accident that he suffered. The patient will be scheduled for CESI and shoulder injections in 2 weeks' time. Patient also suffers from a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, and he was provided 2 LESI injections, which brought him significant relief. In the system review, patient reports that he has ongoing pain in the neck, shoulder, and back. And in the neurology and psych, patient reports difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance, depression. He denies any headaches, vision disturbances, dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that he has a lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, pain signal, numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. He has no difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is a chest pain, but denies any asthma, trouble, breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his conditions have improved 80%, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 142 over 88. Pulse is 104. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit, which is documented on 6-7-2022. Dictation number is 0608-024. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue all the medication, which includes Flexil 7.5 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Celebrex 200 mg daily, Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day, Lunesta 30 mg, and Acifax 60, and Lardethal patch daily, gabapentin 60 tablets, 600 milligrams with the refill. His match had been reviewed, legs have been reviewed. He requests a surgical pillow and a surgical traction that has been ordered for him. And his maps are looking good. He's ordered for a physical therapy 3 times per week, with traction, massage, aquatherapy, weight training. In addition, patient can work on a light duty, 7 hours, 6 days, 10 pounds, and transportation has been checked for him. Thank you.